tomorrow.
They figure we got to have an inspection on each 4-foot lift and they should tie it back in every day. So in 2 or 3 weeks from now, we should have up to the 2 stories. That's exciting.
That's insane.
It's moving along. Right now, we are looking at probably move-in date sometime in September 2017.
September.
Yeah, we want to give you a heads up on that. By the time all the construction drawings got done and the bidding process got done, and actually the contractor says, okay, now my timeline really starts, it moved the date. And I'm not concerned about it, because we used to do our town days out at our Burford Park, where we had carny stuff anyway.
That was yesterday.
And the fireworks. Because we can launch 6-inch shells out there, we can only do 2 or 3 inch at the town center and put in fireworks in that area. And thank you.
That was yesterday.
So you can see where the one side of the floor has been poured, and it looks like our piece has been done. Like I said, we should be happy with the process. And Culver Heights is using the same process, actually using the same architect and contractor. Most contractors are CMGC, and they're very ecstatic with the response they give. We went over the more detailed drawings on the park. They will be here on the 22nd. To show you the detail of the park amenities and make sure that's on track, what they talked about. They're more solid drawings now, so you really start to see how it's coming together. I like it, but you may see some need to tweak some things. And we need to do that for you in full construction drawings. They did give us a preliminary bid on that. That's still shifting. But we're still $70 million-ish and under $4
million.
$7 million. We are on track with the TIF. I believe we'll be okay, and our impact fees to pay cash for all that. That's what you want to hear, too. We're on track. Also, Alan tells me, makes me feel good about we're on track to be able to pay for cash for all the furniture and the IT and all those things I can promise you before. Just like we said, that $15.2 million we borrowed from the building really is just for the building. We're paying cash for the buildings. So we're very excited about that. Alan, can you think of any other update on City Hall? How fast they're ready to shut the show?
They figured to have all the outside walls done in 3 weeks. So the pictures don't show all the scaffolding. The scaffolding all the way around the building now is starting to lay it up. It's on 2 sides there.
Are we putting out information on the Facebook page on the progress of that?
Yes, I'm just waiting for it to be updated on the website so that we can connect it to Facebook. But yes, so he's working on putting all the video pieces together so that it's just the video that plays and shows from start to right now.
Some of the components we talked about this afternoon was the AV systems, and I know we do always apologize about our lack of all the AV system we need in here. Like when you plug your computer, you think we get sound on the street, we can't. We have to bring on portables, those clunky things. If you happen to be out of town and you want to call in for a council meeting, we're going to solve that problem in the City Hall as well, so we can only do audio and possibly even video with that if we need to.
The plan is to have video of the council room that we do ourselves, that Tammy can then stream rather than going through the circles like we do now.
But we're not necessarily going to have video of Gordon in shorts wherever he's located.
So that's based on
location. Right. So we're going to have the GoPro policy.
But we went over the more the security system and card accessing today as well this afternoon with them. And we want to put higher light poles and put camera systems. And our goal is to have free Wi-Fi in the downtown park area. We're also trying to get free Wi-Fi as a side note out of Burford Park, and that's a process we're working on too.
That was through Vivint, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to put in 2 parks. It'll be both Butterfield and whichever.
Because I thought that was part of some of the agreement, right. But that hasn't happened yet.
Well, one, the town center's not built.
Well, no, in Butterfield Park.
In Butterfield Park, we're waiting for a tower to come so we can get optimize the signal.
Their engineers have been out twice in the last month mapping what they're going to do.
Butterfield Park is kind of a hole. It's kind of in a black hole as far as anybody's trying to do a radio or a phone call or the card swiper, even Fox, if you remember that years ago, they couldn't get out of there even with their signal. So it's always been a difficult place to get signal. And we're hoping when we get this 120-foot pole from Verizon, and we've already partnered our contract to be able to have that, so we put baseball lighting on it, help bring power down, and Wi-Fi on the top. We need that. We got to get up high to get that signal out.
It's going to look like a palm tree, too.
Have we been, have we been approached on these, the word is escaping me, these small cell towers? The word is leaving me. So a lot of these companies are going around to cities, and they want to put these smaller cell
sites.
No, not still.
So we're going to approve the cell one, but...
You mean like the water tower down by Bangor and that?
No, there's we just had this.
Sorry.
I know it's not. I'm losing my mind. But they're going to. So they're talking to Sandy right now, and they're talking to other cities. And these are smaller ones that help with the data, and they could be as frequent as every 100 feet, and they're closer down.
We're not. No one's going
to
talk to us.
That's what gives you the LTE service.
I will look at my notes, which are completely. The name is completely escaping me. But my point is this, and I will draft it in an email and I'll send it out. It's where the trend is going, and so cities are looking at it and creating an ordinance that will help protect the city from. You know, you want to welcome the technology, but you also want to. Make sure that you have an ordinance in place that governs the look and feel, because
very
otherwise it becomes very very much an eyesore.
Any communication device or tower, where'd John go? He helped craft that. He did craft it. It has to go through us. It has to be on public property.
Yeah, and they want to be in the public right-of-way, but they don't want to put any of their equipment underground.
Well, what I'm saying to you is you have control of that. It's like if you want Verizon or Park, they can't get it over there.
Any other updates? If we move on to our planning updates, so we accomplish what we can if our place has to go.
Other than things are going well with it, I just could be happier. We got some bids back on railing and stuff, and they saved us more money. So
good.
That a lot of things are going backwards on that right now in cost.
Okay.
Oh,
it's because they don't have the box on this computer.
That's
okay.
That is so. It doesn't look like that in my life. So the city has a font. You would know this. We have city font. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's not on this computer though, so mm-hmm. That's why it looks.
Hey, you know, it's.
We did when we did the logo. We got a font. And Heather updated the whole planning commission agenda. Sent it to me. Was like, doesn't this look great? And I pulled it up and I was like,
it's horrible.
Why did you do this?
It's horrible.
And that was why. So we figured it out. Okay, let me run through these. So this is some of the things that we've approved lately. This is phase 3 of Bella Via over in next to the community college in East Harriman. This, if you remember, was just the third phase, the mixed use phase with the condos and the retail on the main floor. That's what it looked like. You might remember we had bugged them, and so they added this brick all the way up, all of these pillars. Good, so that's been all approved. We approved the 5-lot commercial subdivision for the Anthem retail. So this is just the 5 kind of super pads for the retail, the Walmart being the one there. Then we also approved the Walmart with the gas station and convenience store. They kind of, Walmart's been good. They went back and forth on the elevations with us a little bit. We don't want an exception. We don't want to mess with it. And they sent it in and said, we're just going to ask for an exception on the back of the building. The back of the building is pretty visible coming up Main Street. And so then they said, you know what, we don't want to mess with it. So they did the 60% burn on every side. So that's the front and the back.
So is this going to have the tire service center in it?
Yes.
So
everything. Yes.
They're putting all our bigger stores now. And they're actually going to start doing more and stuff.
Front, the back, 2 sides. You can see tons of work on this thing. The only thing that the Planning Commission was this blue on the canopy. They just So they approved the whole thing with the canopy to come back. After the meeting, the architect came right up and he said, how about this one? Showed it to us. We said, that's fine.
What they was that, though?
It was just more of like an earth tone around and then just blue basically for just the sign portion. So, they're going to be back on the next
agenda.
Well,
blue is their color, though. That's
huh? It is their color.
But they don't do anything.
They had no problem. Like parks they had no problem
No more red roofs or...
Yeah. So that'll be on the agenda next week just to finalize that, the canopy. We approved a three-unit building. This is the pad between Taco Time and Subway. This lot that's been there for a while, so this is going to be good. This is the site. So again, three units. This end one has a drive-through. Their tenants right now are a dentist, why is it always escaping me? Rancheritos here, the drive through. And then they don't have a tenant for the third one. Rancheritos? Breakfast burrito. That's all I know is breakfast burrito. That's all they tell me. This is about what the elevations will look like. This is when they are building over down off Redwood right now. So similar to what that will look like. So it's a nice looking building. Some things still pending in front of the Planning Commission. The rezone of the future public works yard, we're just rezoning that to commercial. So that'll be back on Planning Commission in a couple weeks for approval. Then you will see that. This one is...
I was just going to ask you about
this. Yeah, so this is the lot on Gina Road we talked about last time, the exception. And then the one item that came up, Blake... was the UFA requirements. So we went back and forth with Dan, our fire marshal, and he did say, basically, he requires a paved road to the property unless they want to do sprinklers. The homeowner said, we'll do sprinklers, no problem. So they've agreed to sprinkler the house. So UFA is not an issue. So at this point, it's basically back to you doing an exception for the pavement. They would still do a development agreement that says no flag lot. They would dedicate their portion of the right-of-way and then pay a fee in lieu for that.
Now, they'd have a concern about an expiration date for the fee in lieu last time you spoke. Is that something that they've been advised that's not likely to happen?
John, yeah, they sent us a draft development agreement.
I haven't read that part yet. Oh, here it is right now. 10 years it's in this draft, so if you want me to exit out, I'll take it out.
I think that was the consensus.
Yeah, it was the last time we
spoke because of the uncertainty of the development of that road.
Okay.
So if you guys are okay, we'll probably just put this on your agenda in 2 weeks to come back for some, so these guys can get.
So that will forever prevent a flag lot there. That was
That would be the that would
prohibit it.
And they were fine with that, so we'll put this back on the next agenda. Going. The elevations for the reception center, we're still working with these guys. We're working with them. we don't want to lose this use, so we're working on this.
Try to cover it out with the stone brick.
Yeah, we're working. This we will talk about later. So I'm just going to...
That's the one on Mirabella and Rose Crest.
Yeah.
I don't think they've submitted anything to our ERC either.
Probably not, yeah.
Okay.
Juniper Crest, do you want me to talk about this at all right now, or want to talk about it later?
I think...
We got all kinds of fun stuff to show you when we get to that item, so okay. I think we all know what's going on with this road. But yeah, there's a PowerPoint and all kinds of, so we can go over it there. There's other plots, other... This subdivision pod 30 is pending based on this road. So that was just sitting there, here. Single family. They've also submitted, and I don't even have plans for all these, Rosecrest pod 32, pod 33, pod 8. The church has submitted for the Providence, up next to Providence Hall. There's a lot there for the church, so they'll be getting rid of the portable seminary and the seminary.
Finally.
And the building looks good. So that's on Planning Commission next week.
Change my church time again.
They're also, they submitted elevations for the Rockwell, the business park down on the corner of Rockwell. That's going to be on Planning Commission next week. And then Ivory has the Hamilton property under contract on 6400, the last phase of Hamilton Farms, basically.
But not Hamilton Farms.
But it's not Hamilton Farms.
Right.
Phil Samuels.
No. This is going to be Ivory. So that's on Planning Commission next week as well. We have 19, 20 items on the agenda next week.
Wow.
Which includes the general plan, so nothing at all going on. Pod 32 and 33, I'll just point out, Rosecrest is basically this whole residential, all the rest of this area through here. That's all single family. So yeah, and the Ivory, they're under the 8.25. They met all the density criteria. Worked really well. So that was good. They're showing a big 4.2 acre park. There's good going on there. You have all these text changes on tonight. These are all on your agenda right now. Like I said, the Planning Commission has the general plan on next week for public hearing. Depending on that conversation, we'll probably throw it on the joint work meeting on the 30th, you know, to go through any issues there. And then you guys will also have a public hearing, even though you're not legally required to. It's always good with the general plan. And then they approved the agricultural low-density zone at their last meeting, so you will also see that coming up in a couple weeks. Chickens, you know, I told you we talk about chickens. So we did write a chicken ordinance a few years ago that was denied, didn't get passed. That was this kind of idea, you know, so basically in our residential areas, you can have some chickens based on your lot size. This, again, is not in the agricultural zones because they already have family food production. They can have all their animals. I guess the question is, do we want to talk about this again? Do we want to
bring this back up? I wanted it.
It's a big issue. I mean, we get phone calls every day.
I'm okay with it. I wanted it. I voted in favor of it. I'm okay with bringing it up again. I don't know how everybody else feels, but that's why.
It'd be good to hear three people not. I've seen two.
Yes.
No. I do hear. Yes.
Should we call the mayor real quick?
No, I see three people, so we'll bring it back.
The ordinance is written. This is not that much work. I'm just going to basically bring it back.
It's fun doing these public hearings, but if we could, we don't need to. I don't want to. But since we do want to, we are going to.
One thing I have questions really on a 6,000 square foot lot. You have two chickens.
Oh yeah.
With a house, that's.
Two chickens is nothing. I have learned a lot.
I will take you on a tour. I will take you on a tour and show you.
I love Kentucky Fried.
Ben, the discussion is coming with you.
And 90 rabbits.
And 90 rabbits.
Just one quick comment. If you just add to your ordinance and note that this city ordinance doesn't supersede a CCNR.
Yeah.
I'm just so that when people look at it, they don't automatically think that it's a...
We can do it regardless.
Regardless.
Okay. Well, think about that, Mike. Thanks for
Think about it. I'm just saying it will save a few phone calls.
Yeah. The question I think that's come up recently is whether we should consider amending this to allow the residential zones or do it as a pet ordinance. And so there was some debate back and forth.
If we call it a pet, then we're not putting any restrictions on it. I mean, there's no restrictions. As far as the chicken ordinance that we had, you know, talks about the size of the coop and how far it has to be. I mean, there was all that kind of stuff in there.
No roosters.
I mean, all that specific stuff in there. So
does the pet limit it to two only, though, no matter what size you are?
It would go under our pet ordinance. We'd have to adjust that.
Okay.
But presently, people keep rabbits as pets. That's not in our pet ordinance.
Right.
So we have people that are keeping other animals. We don't have reptiles in our pet ordinance.
But I thought there's a limit on those, it's like two... I think it's two, isn't it? Is all you can have? You can only have two dogs, two cats.
Have four or five dogs.
And it doesn't say anything about rabbits, gerbils, hamsters, ferrets, snakes,
goldfish,
iguanas.
Bees.
Let's talk about bees.
So
we have
a lot of
Gorley's honey.
I know
we did
about bees. your cat. Oh my.
That was this morning.
Delicious.
Weasel got in the backyard.
Oh,
his dogs brought it to him.
Oh, Weasel?
Yep. She's pretty proud of herself.
She's pretty proud of
I personally feel that we ought to be looking to expand the residential zone as opposed to looking at it as a pet. But in the interest of fairness to the residents that have inquired about this, I think we needed to have a discussion if there's more
kind of momentum to go the pet direction? Or more
I think the residents are calling it a pet to try and just find a way to make it allowed. So I don't know that they care what we call it, if they can have them. You know what I mean? So, and I think we do all the coop requirements and all that kind of stuff in there if we're going to do it. So, that's what I need here. Just quick code enforcement. Code enforcement started using CityWorks for all their complaints a few months ago. This has been working really, really well. It works really well. I don't know what to say other than that. It's been great. Good tracking. It allows us to map it. It allows us to do a lot of different stuff with the information. We're working right now on bringing you an ordinance that will allow code enforcement to write citations, which he can't do right now. You basically have to call a police officer if you know it's that kind of issue. So this will allow him to deal with some of those issues instead of having to call UPD for some of those things. That would be helpful. So you'll be seeing that in the next couple months. And then I wasn't able to get some pictures from him, but Dave, he checks the trails probably twice a year for people dumping their grass over this. So he's been doing that. He sent me a bunch of pictures of the grass dumping over the trail. So. Then we talk to those property owners about that kind of stuff. So he's been doing that lately. And then Blake is hiding somewhere.
All right, let's run through the capital projects really fast. Not much has changed from the last presentation, except for we're just moving really fast. So City Hall, Brett's pretty much talked about that. It's moving along nice. One thing I just wanted to point out on this project, and I told Leighton Construction about it today, was how clean their site is. The street's clean all the time, their site's organized, there's great control over where the trucks are going. So they're like the model project for how things should be kept. So,
great.
We have well to have those people take
it. Yep, how to go to a site visit with some of these contractors we have. But this one's great. Herman Parkway Phase 3, this project is flying along. They're going to be doing curb next week. Asphalt will come right after that. They've got a little bit of wall to do on the last, like, three homes on the far west end. Just keep in mind, this one was contracted to be completed at the end of August, and it'll be done at the end of this month. The 2 months ahead of schedule.
They'll be open and operational.
No one will really have a reason to go down there.
Except
for Edge Homes. They'll start with their
snow. They'll surprise them when you go down and drive the snow.
So that'll be fun. There's a photo of that was taken today. So you can see the wall currently in far right there. And they've got all the posts dug the rest of the way down.
I'm loving that drone.
It's not our drone. We all love the drone. Whoever owns it.
And you can also look.
I just said I love the drone.
Just like this, you can see the trucks over there installing the 6-pointer West water line. So that's going in too.
Well, that's good. One really long selfie stick.
Gordon gave those away.
It was a really bouncy trampoline. So, yeah, that's project's moving along well. Had a very good experience with that contractor. And this site is also very clean if you look at it. There's not a lot of mess. They're very organized. Main Street Connector. This is the cleanest project because it's all on paper right now. It's in process. Right now, we're finalizing the alignments. We're working with Walmart to get the elevation set. The bridge over Midas Creek is kind of driving the elevation of the road. Walmart's finished floor elevation and their entrances. There's also a plan for how Trax is going to be connected. Or planned for in the future. Do we separate the northbound and southbound lanes, or we put them together and pull off on the side? There's a study being done to look at what's best for that. The design for phase one, which is from Midas Creek up to Anthem Park Boulevard along Walmart, Sagegate, will be completed October 1st. We'll have to do it right at that same time. Should give us time to get all the utilities and some bridge work done this winter and then pave it up next spring. So this time next year, that road should be open. We've got the storm drain and transportation master plans underway. I have a meeting on Monday to to kick off the impact fee facility plan in the IFA. And it's a citywide update, that's for the transportation. And we're planning on public hearings late July, early August. I've got to go to the Planning Commission and City Council for transportation. So we'll go to the Planning Commission first, and we'll come here to public hearings. Then Storm Drain Master Plan, that's also in process. It's also just for the Danzy Annexation Area. And I think there's a meeting early next week. I've got one of my staff working on Storm Drain, and I'm doing the transportation. Here's the current plan. We've added a few roads with the plan for the new Harriman number 2 high school down in this area. We've added 138, half of that road into there. And we've added Autumn Crest up to that. And then the rest of them, you can see the existing or solid lines, proposed or dashed. This ties in with Butterfield Canyon out here across the Kennecott property. And yeah, so that's just kind of what we're working with right now. All of the plans will be based off of this. We've got the CDBG sidewalk ramps project. We just put in a request to extend the date on that because we were supposed to be done by July 1st. They're going to give us till the end of December. We're doing it with our in-house crews, and Ed just wasn't going to get around to it. And it'll work out with our in-house crews because fall can be a little bit slower for him, so we'll give him something to do in the fall. Was he looking for something, Monty?
Yeah.
And we've got a plan for that. It's all ready to go. We've got the new traffic signals. Late July, they should start on the one by Jimmy John's. The 6400 West, I was going to put a drawing in for this. I've got it drawn up. There's going to be some major widening and changes to the road to get to line up the lanes and stuff out there. It's that intersection.
So you're still working on the right-of-way on that one? It's still an issue?
Where the old ties in with the new, we're struggling with how to line it all up. 134th is very narrow, going out and west and to the east, it's very wide. And then we've got the Beacon RFB at Harriman Rose Boulevard Main Street. We're planning on doing that while school's out, so July 2nd. We've already got the equipment, and we've already got the power there, so we want to get out there and do it while the kids are not walking down the sidewalk because we're going to be putting in some concrete, digging some trenches along the walk route. So that's the issue. We had some residents that are discussing some concerns. They came in last meeting to talk about the concerns with the safety of that intersection. So this was the solution we can put in right away.
And just a quick update on that. The mayor received a petition from those residents. Our discussion prior to the council meeting right now is to work with Brett and identify if we need to redo a study to identify traffic signal necessity. But in the meantime, we've got the pedestrian crossing there that will add those bright flashing lights and hopefully help the crossing situation.
We're really leery to want to put a signal in there just because that will designate Harriman Rose Boulevard as the main road instead of Fort Harriman Parkway to go down city.
It needs a fix. It's going to create a bigger problem.
We don't think those residents really like that there, the name.
So a bit more traffic on the up house.
We've added a few projects since this last one. I think this was 28 projects in construction right now. So we need to get a few to finish up. Knott's Hall Main's really close. And we've got a few that are moving along.
And we saw furniture getting done today. Had chairs all out there. So
that's great. Was,
I won't say that. On me.
And then 6600 West is one that was added. They are going to be starting their utilities here in the next week or two. Got everything squared away on that. And one that's not on here is Miller Crossing is going to start relocating their soils onto the city property. So that's going to start, they're kicking off tomorrow on that.
Is that the future public works city property that you're referring to?
And we have to get the problem all off the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Soil remediation.
Impacted soil relocation.
Yeah.
It's had about 20 different names.
That you just approved today.
Just approved today. Other projects, we're working through the standards. Right now, me and the other engineering staff are basically redlining our standards manual and going through them and picking out what we want to change, what we want to remove, what we want to add. So once we get all those compiled, then we're going to go out to a consultant to put everything together and compare it to the ordinance. We've got a land disturbance permit draft written. We've looked at about a dozen other cities in the state. We really like Logan, so we took some from them. We liked some stuff in Davis County, so we stole from them and put it together. So that's something we'll be bringing to council to look at and approve, because there will be some fees associated with that. Right now, we just have an excavation permit, but it doesn't really discuss grading or some of the other things that are going on.
I like the way that's worded, land disturbance.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it'll help us out with a lot of things that we struggle with right now, rock walls and everything. We're going to update the storm drain ordinance as part of the engineering standards. There's a lot of changes coming from the state, so we're just going to make sure we have those. And then the Black Ridge parking permit program and policies, getting all those figured out. It's a learn-as-you-go type thing right now.
How is that traffic up there? Is it pretty decent? Especially
it got a little heavy last Sunday. It was the heaviest day. We had a few problems with some, still some hikers. High school kids go up there 2 o'clock in the morning. They got ran out by the officers. The neighbor wanted them cited. They got warned, but they got kicked off because they get belligerent with the neighbor. Other than that, there are days we've gone up there. It's, there's been open parking in the right down park. There's been very little parking on the streets other than the residents or construction workers working on a house up there. I've been trying to drive by that once a day and try to pick the peak hours. And Saturday I was totally amazed. I counted 13 empty slots at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to park inside, and there's one car parked on
Ashland Ridge,
thank you. And that was it. But Sunday was apparently more active, which kind of surprised me. It's just the opposite.
Yeah.
So we're going to monitor it. We are going to put more staff up there to get the counts and things you requested through the ordinance. So we'll have that report when you draw it over.
I was up there yesterday afternoon. I don't think there was anyone over 20. It was all kids.
That's scary.
School's out. School's open. Yeah.
Okay. But with that, I just wanted to let you know that we're on task to use the liberalism in October.
Just want to give you some quick building department numbers because it has been staggeringly busy. So just a quick compare. This is residential permits only. Single family, residential, basically all residential. So you can see back in the day, 800 or so a month. We've already done 884.
Wow. That's the highest
this fiscal year. So that's the highest year. Yeah. So that's a lot of permits. Heather has done permits for 13 years. She sent 41 permits yesterday. She said that's by far the most she's ever done in one day, ever. 41 permits, residential permits yesterday.
By the way, in city managers, meaning Salt Lake County city managers, that last Wednesday, and Satchel and Gay Walcott talked about how the new 144 units last month. We did that on 42.
So, yeah, Catherine, I'm going to show you some numbers. So we broke our record. August 2005, we did 138 permits. Last month, we did 142. So that's a new high for the city. And again, as Catherine has talked to you about valuation, she kind of wanted to show you how that was different in valuation. Almost the same number of permits, but dramatically different evaluation as far as, which again is the time and energy and inspection that all that takes. So interesting. The breakdown of that is also obviously different. In 2005, that was 99 single family and 9 multifamily units. Last month, that was 66 single family and 102 multifamily dwelling units. Break it down that way. No commercial in 2005, obviously, 8 commercial permits last month. So just some interesting numbers there for you. So we're busy in the basement. That's
it.
All right, welcome back, Mayor. Thank you for rejoining us. So we're on what? Engineering update?
I think. We're done. I just finished. Yep, we're all done.
Finished
all this update. Did you have anything you want to say?
No.
Let me introduce. This is Craig. He's from our youth council. He'll be bringing us a proclamation of the youth council, and he has especially worked on. He'll be bringing that to us in public comment, and then giving it to Jackie, and then we'll consider that at a future meeting. So welcome.
I needed to ask if I could. Really, are we going back in closed session?
If there's something, we have the opportunity to. I know there's something you might want. I don't know.
I didn't know if there. Somebody had said that was potential litigation.
We can if we maybe want to, but right now I don't want to see anybody.
There's nothing to go back and forth, Mayor.
Okay, great. That's really good news.
Unless you tell me something.
Did anybody have any questions about all those text changes on the agenda?
I still couldn't find it. Okay. I might be looking in the wrong place. Come and show me where the minimum lot size is. That's the only thing.
You're looking at the new zone?
No, I'm looking at the.
Oh.
This is the packet.
Oh, so this is just the text change to the existing 8.25.
Okay.
No, we didn't.
It'll be in my presentation, but I have already changed it.
So it's just the new one has. So the only thing we've changed to this. There is a minimum lot size.
Yeah,
so the minimum is the minimum is 8.25, which is what it was. We didn't change it. That was up here. We changed the high because it went up to 3.0, and we dropped it down to the 2.8. But we didn't change the
lot. Okay, thank you.
Can I get a motion to adjourn our meeting, and we'll just, if you'd like to stay, we can visit, or?
I may have had another question. Stand right here. Bryn,
yes.
On page 73 of our packet, let me get there for a second. This is on the setbacks and the new building height. On the accessory structures,
yes.
Under 10.87, it says that on accessory buildings shall be a maximum height of 16 feet, except on lots having a larger accessory building may be a maximum of 20 feet. Planning staff, which is a change, may approve up to 25 feet on lots 1/2 acre or larger if the side and rear yards are increased to 10 feet each.
Yes.
10 feet for a rear, increased to 10 feet, it implies to me that you can have a 10-foot deep rear yard. Do we mean setback, increased, or? To me, when I read that, I said it's a 10-foot
yard. It means that the setback is 10 feet.
Well, it says side and rear yards are increased to 10 feet each.
So yards is what the ordinance calls a setback. We could change that word if that makes it work there. But yes, that means, because the setback right now is 3 feet. So if they increase the setback to 10 feet, then they can go higher. So we can change that. Yeah.
Yard, because when I read that as a lay person, I'd say, that's my backyard. Yeah. It would be 10 feet.
And if you look, there's probably nowhere. Yeah. The ordinance calls it yards in other places, so that is, but you're right, that is.
Okay.
That's why, see, it makes sense to me when I read it, because I read it.
You read it every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But we could certainly change that to setback.
See, this one makes sense. 25% of the rear yard, you can't have an accessory building.
Right. The next is rear yard again.
Rear yard is 10 feet.
Maybe just rear yard setback.
Rear yard setback.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then that one we changed,
yep.
But it works. That was my one concern.
Okay.
Let me see if there's any others.
I'm going to stay here because she's going to
Sorry.
my stomach
growls. No, that's
just good.
Yeah. Okay. We're good.
Okay.
We'll just amend that word on that.
Okay, line. Perfect.
Okay, I'll take a motion.
Motion to adjourn our work meeting.
So do you get
it? All in favor, say aye.